And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January 17th. Phil Spector, noted producer of many artists, including Darlene Love, The Beatles, Ike and Tina Turner, and the inventor of the Wall of Sound, died January 16th at age 80 with complications from COVID-19. He was convicted in 2009 of second-degree murder that happened in 2003 of actress Lana Clarkson. In other news, Elvis Kahn's married John Miller, and in 1934, she became Mrs. Miller. Elvis's Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis, Tennessee, was dedicated this week in 1972. The first Led Zeppelin album came out this week in 69. Paul Simon dropped out of law school, and he became a full-time musician this week in 1965. Neil Sedaka received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week in 1978. In 1973, a Rolling Stones benefit concert raised $200,000 for Nicaraguan earthquake relief, and Mick Jagger himself donated an additional $150,000. The Beatles turned down a $30 million offer to reunite this week in 1976. Leslie Gore appeared as Catwoman's sidekick Pussycat singing California Nights on the TV show Batman this week in 1967. In 1953, Marty Robbins made his debut at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Stevie Wonder returned to performing in London, England in 1974, 5 months after a car crash had put him into a coma. Jerry Lee Lewis made his first ever appearance at Nashville's Grand Ole Opry this week in 1973. George Harrison married Patty Boyd in 1966. Patsy Cline won the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts show, singing Walking After Midnight this week in 1957. Filming began on Elvis Presley's second movie, Loving You, this week in 1957. Sam Cooke signed with RCA Records this week in 1960, and Gene Chandler made his debut on American Bandstand on television this week in 1962. The very first inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame included Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, and Fats Domino this week in 1986. The Blues Brothers made their first appearance on Saturday Night Live this week in 1976, of course influenced by the Downchild Blues Band from Toronto, Ontario. Bill Haley's Don't Knock the Rock film with Little Richard and the Applejacks debuted this week in 1957. In 1969, Pete Best's defamation lawsuit against the Beatles was settled out of court. 6,000 teenagers attended the very first ill-fated winter dance party with Buddy Holly at the Million Dollar Ballroom in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, despite temperatures being 17 below and 13 inches of snow. And Treasure Island Oldies will recognize the historic event of the passing of Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens on the 31st of January with the annual tribute, The Day the Music Died. In the studio, the Doors recorded their Absolutely Live album this week in Los Angeles, California, not in the studio, but in concert. Arthur Conley recorded Sweet Soul Music in 67. The Miracles cut The Tracks of My Tears in 1965. Chuck Berry cut School Day in 57. The Byrds recorded Mr. Tambourine Man in 1965. The Drifters cut On Broadway in 63. The Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice in 66. Elvis recorded Bossa Nova Baby in 63. Tony Bennett recorded I Left My Heart in San Francisco in 1962. The Paradons recorded Diamonds and Pearls in 60. Elvis recorded In the Ghetto this week in 1969. And Jerry and the Pacemakers recorded How Do You Do It this week in 1963. Birthdays for you this week. Chris Montez is 78. Mick Taylor, one-time member of the Rolling Stones, is 72. Eartha Kitt, born in 27. Bobby Goldsboro is turning 80. David Ruffin from The Temptations, born in 1941. Phil Everly from The Everly Brothers, born in 39. Janis Joplin, born in 43. Shelley Fabre is 76. Dolly Parton is 74. Dewey Bunnell from America is 68. Laurie London, who sang He's Got the Whole World in His Hands, is turning 76. Robert Palmer, born in 49. Ray Anthony is 99 years old this week. Edwin Starr, born 1942. Mac Davis, born in 72. Richie Valens, born in 1941. Frank Virtue from The Virtues, born in 1927. Wolfman Jack, born Robert Smith in 1939. Sam Cooke, born 1931. Joe Dowell, born in 1940. Eugene Church in 1938. Earl Grant, 1931. Ron Townsend from The Fifth Dimension in 1933. Lolita, whose real name was Edith Zusa Einsinger. She sang that great song, Sailor. She's born this week in 1931. And songwriter Lee Pockris, who wrote Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, Catch a Falling Star, Johnny Angel, and many more, born this week in 1928. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's the rock and roll news for the week of January 17th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.